Describe a daily routine that you enjoy, IELTS Q card. Describe a daily routine that you enjoy, Q card, sample answer 1. Introduction. Everybody has their own daily routine, especially in the morning, which they like to follow. Some people prefer doing physical exercise, while some prefer meditation. What is it, / where and when do you do it? Offering prayers and adoration to God, as well as meditation, is a daily ritual that I enjoy. In my home, I perform this routine exercise in a separate room designated for worship and meditation. I do this most of the time in the morning, but if I'm in a rush, I schedule it before going to bed. I usually worship God alone, but we all do it together when it's festival time. Who do you do it? I've noticed that offering morning prayer gets me started for the day on a positive note, relieves my stress, and enables me to face the day with a clear mind. I enjoy many other activities in my schedule, but this one is my favorite. My grandfather is responsible for instilling this particular activity in my everyday routine. Explain why you enjoy it. I appreciate this routine for a variety of reasons. First and foremost, this activity provides me peace of mind and a lot of optimism for living a positive life. By praying to God, I start my day on a positive note and establish profound faith in God as well as confidence in myself. Conclusion. It's like a morning ritual that happens every time. It equips me with the ability to believe in the divine above and carry out my responsibilities with the assurance that God will take care of everything. This routine serves as the foundation for my entire day. Describe a daily routine that you enjoy, Q card, sample answer 2. Introduction. Everyone has a distinct schedule. Some go to the gym, while others read the newspaper. In this section, I'd like to discuss my typical everyday routine that I really enjoy. What is it? I have several daily routines, such as taking a bath, preparing breakfast for myself and occasionally my parents, going for a walk, studying, visiting the temple, and so on. But the most important thing which I don't miss is the morning walk. Where and when do you do it, / who do you do it? I generally start my day with a morning walk of around 5 kilometers daily. Usually, I prefer to go to my nearby park, which is very huge and full of plants. I've been taking this walk every day for a year. I have an app on my phone which helps me measure how much distance I have covered, how many calories have burnt, and the speed at which I am walking. My friend also occasionally joins me on the walk. We do it in our living room because it is quite large. Explain why you enjoy it. I like it because it makes me feel like I'm doing something good for my body. I used to be a little overweight, but I've now reduced to about 10 kilograms, and my body shape looks and feels much better. I used to be lethargic and lazy, but now I'm much more energetic and healthy. I also had insomnia and would toss and turn in bed for a long time before falling asleep. I'm now sleeping within minutes of placing my head on the pillow. I am also more focused on my schoolwork as a result of a good night's sleep. Conclusion. This walk can be done at any time of day, but I prefer to begin my day with it. If my morning schedule is tight, I may do it in the afternoon or evening. Describe a daily routine that you enjoy, Q card, sample answer 3. Introduction. Reading is a really important habit that one should incorporate into their everyday routine. That is something that must be learned in life, as good novels are the perfect companion. What is it? Reading books is one of my favorite everyday activities. I mostly read comic books and mythological books. Some books have numerous parts, and even if a book has a single portion, it has numerous subdivisions. Where and when do you do it? I usually do this at 10 p.m. before going to bed, and it's become a daily ritual that I look forward to. Who do you do it? Once, I was watching a Korean cartoon show in which students used to read comic books. While watching that, I also got fascinated and thought of purchasing comic books. So, I bought one popular Korean comic book and began reading it, and it gradually became a habit for me. Whereas, if we talk about mythological books, then for it, I go with books recommended by my grandparents, Generally, mythological books give you the best knowledge and guidance for life. Explain why you enjoy it. I enjoy mythological books because they allow me to navigate the purpose of my life and help me in difficult situations. As far as comic books are concerned, they instantly boost my mood and make me happy. Conclusion. One of the best attributes a person may have is the habit of reading. For a reason, books are renowned as being your best companions. As a result, it is important to cultivate a good reading habit. IELTS Speaking Part 3, Follow-Up Questions. Question, should children have learning routines? Answer, yes, there must be a daily routine for children, with plenty of time for play, learning, and meals, as well as time for bed. Every routine teaches kids something valuable about life. Youth with a daily schedule are more likely to have better mental and physical health and stronger cognitive skills. Question, what are the advantages of children having a routine at school? Answer, there are numerous advantages of having a daily routine for children. First of all, it enhances their self-esteem. Children, like all humans, seek comfort in structure, even if they do not completely comprehend it at the time. Even if they enjoy their own brand of mayhem and enjoyment, children choose activities that are familiar to them and straightforward to perform. Furthermore, suppose a child's day is too unpredictable, and they consistently fail to complete chores because they are unfamiliar with them. In that case, they may develop low self-esteem and confidence issues as an adult. Question, does having a routine make kids feel more secure at school? Answer, yes. Having a routine at school can help children feel more secure. Children rely on routine and predictability. Knowing what to expect can help them cope with worry and uncertainty. It also gives children a sense of control over their learning. Question, how do people's routines differ on weekdays and weekends? Answer, weekdays and weekends are entirely different, as are their routines. People have other jobs to accomplish on weekdays, and they complete their daily routines and other work as scheduled, but on weekends, they feel so lazy because they have no other work, and they utilize these days for family time and rest. Question, what daily routines people have at home? Answer, people do a variety of things at home on a daily basis, such as watching TV, cooking, mopping, and cleaning. Question, what are the differences in people's daily routines now and 15 years ago? Answer, there are many differences in people's everyday routines now versus 15 years ago. Those people used to get up early in the morning and begin their work, such as gardening, or if somebody had a harvesting field, they would go there and begin work because they had no social network, television, or phone. However, utilizing their mobile phone as soon as the day begins has become a daily ritual for them. Routines back then included spending time with other people. Routines today are focused on spending time with oneself and technology.